Guns continue to be an especially fraught topic in American life, in no small part because of the controversial NRA. Find out which beloved Looney Tunes character the organization has now turned their pistol-toting base against. And later, can animals read? What about if we, like, wrote in their animal language? I'll share the independent research I've conducted on my stepson's pet hedgehog. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm Leslie Price, and I'd say it's about time you and I settle this once and for all with a good old-fashioned news duel. 10 paces, then turn and shoot after the break. In the wake of New York Attorney General Letitia James's lawsuit against their organization, the powerful National Rifle Association is clapping back. I think I'm using that right. Anyway, the guns rights organization today issued an F rating to Bugs Bunny for tying up guns into pretzel shapes. For more, I'm joined by OPR senior alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosive correspondent Marcy Hammond. Marcy, what was the NRA's thinking here?
Well, the NRA reserves the F rating for figures it deems as particularly harmful to the rights of gun owners, and leadership believes that Bugs's long history of firearm destruction qualifies him. Here's how NRA Deputy Spokesperson Rhonda McDaniel explained their decision.
Time and time again, we have seen this radical agitator seeking to curtail the Second Amendment rights of Elmer Fudd and Yosemite Sam by twisting their lawfully purchased firearms into a big bow. And the NRA has had enough.
Now let's be clear, Bugs is a beloved cultural figure with relatively little political sway. Is it really in line with Americans' interest for a gun lobby to be targeting him?
Well, the NRA certainly thinks so. While the organization has been weakened over the years due to lawsuits and falling public opinion, they've signaled they'll be devoting considerable resources to getting what they call a no-good rascally rabbit. Here's McDaniel again.
If these sort of leftist intimidation tactics prevail, we're looking at a future where government agents can just come into your home while you're sleeping and bend your gun into a U-shape or jam the barrels with carrots. Coastal elites like Bugs Bunny may be okay with that outcome, but real Americans will never stand for it.
Marcy, some have accused the gun rights organization of not caring about tune rights. They pushed for decades to deregulate bazookas and dynamite sticks coming from the Acme company.
That's true, but the NRA would point you to their A rating for Marvin the Martian for providing what they call a sterling example of responsible ray gun ownership.
Sure, but do they have any other tactics to push back against what they see as Bugs' anti-gun stance?
Well, the F rating is a tactic in and of itself, of course. But beyond that, NRA leadership announced they'll be launching a public pressure campaign encouraging members to email and tweet Bugs Bunny to tell him how his actions are harming the American way of life. They're also lobbying Congress to remove him from television, claiming that he's been brainwashing our nation's children with anti-gun propaganda. And if those tactics are unsuccessful, they have plans to drop a big anvil on his head.
Now, I have to imagine that this F rating didn't sit very well with everyone.
That's certainly true, Leslie. Several gun control groups have spoken out against the move, with Moms Demand Action launching a new Ain't You a Stinker ad campaign targeting the NRA.
And has Bugs responded?
Not personally, but a spokesperson reached out to tell reporters, quote, meep meep.
Okay then, Marcy, please keep us updated. That's OPR's Marcy Hammond, back in a moment.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered, but we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
I just gave the rest of this news a smell, and I think it might be on its last legs. Better lap it up while we still can. Here's what else you need to know today. New details are emerging in the hunt for a serial killer in upstate New York today. Psychological profilers from the FBI believe that the ritualistic qualities of the murders could suggest that the serial killer is, quote, totally bananas. Investigators are now searching for a male in his mid-30s who is also a complete gibbering wackadoo after discovering the suspect took a tooth from each victim as a souvenir, which according to authorities was, quote, like seriously so freaking crazy. And many virtual classrooms are officially in session, but not without difficulties for some students. School districts around the country are encouraging all children without internet access to attend classes remotely by peering in through the window of a wealthier classmate's home. Sounds like a great alternative to in-person learning. Plus, standing outside for 6 hours in the winter months can really help a young person build character. And finally, some exciting news for the royal couple. Last week, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announced they'd officially signed an exclusive deal with Netflix that will allow them to access thousands of films, TV shows, and original programming, all for just $8.99 a month. Great news for them and their fans. Can't wait to see what they end up watching. And that'll do it for the topical today. Or will it? Yeah, it will. Unless... No, just playing, it's over. But I could be lying, right? You don't really know me that well. There could very well be more. This whole thing could be an elaborate charade.